This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, minutes before they were going to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out.
I said, how many people are going to be killed?
And tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that he will take the recommendations of a UN rights chief seriously, speaking after a meeting with Michelle Bachelet late Friday. Maduro said that there are always going to be different criteria in every country, but he says he told her that she can count on him as president to take her suggestions. Earlier, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido said that the Bachelet will leave two delegates in Venezuela to monitor the country's human rights situation. Guaido said that the team would investigate issues related to the country's lack of food and medicine, and they will also look into allegations that President Nicolas Maduro's government has violated human rights while cracking down on the opposition. Georgia and Russia are blaming one another for a series of overnight clashes that erupted after a visiting Russian lawmaker addressed Georgia's parliament from the speaker's chair. Outraging protesters gathered outside the building, who breached police cordons and raised the chamber. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the State's Department annual Religious Freedom Report exposes a chilling array of abuses.
As in previous years, our report exposes a chilling array of abuses committed by oppressive regimes, violent extremist groups, and individual citizens. For all those that run roughshod over religious freedom, I'll say this. The United States is watching, and you will be held to account.
Pompeo called on Pakistan to do more to stop the abuse of blasphemy laws after the release of Asia Bibi, a Catholic woman who faced a death sentence in Pakistan. Secretary also singled out Iran and China, pointing to Beijing's detention of more than a million Muslims, as well as persecution of Tibetan Buddhist Christians and religious movements. The report pointed to the Saudi Arabia's widespread abuses of religious rights, including detaining more than 1,000 Shiites, mostly for nonviolent offenses. Senior political figures from Afghanistan, including several presidential candidates, will attend a rare unofficial meeting in neighboring Pakistan Saturday, where they hold discussions on how to promote a peace and reconciliation effort in their war-ravaged country. The conference will be held in a tourist resort about 70 kilometers from the Pakistani capital. Around 30 Afghans, mostly opposition leaders, have been invited, according to organizers. They say that the meeting is being held in a support of ongoing U.S.-led efforts to bring an end to the 17-year-old war with the Taliban. No representatives of the Taliban insurgency will attend the conference, but it does come ahead of a June 27th official visit to Pakistan by President Ashraf Ghani, who is also seeking re-election in the September presidential vote in Afghanistan. U.S. media reports say that President Trump has ordered immigration officials to conduct a mass roundup of migrants who have received deportation orders in an operation that's expected to begin Sunday. Operation, first reported by the Washington Post, would target up to 2,000 families in large cities that are major immigration destinations, including Houston, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. Post said that the information about the raids is based on three U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The Miami Herald said the other cities to be targeted are Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, New Orleans, New York, and San Francisco. Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday evening, demanding the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader and the release of demonstrators arrested during the territory's worst political crisis in decades. Protest was noisy but peaceful, with the exception of some thrown eggs and demonstrators shining laser pens at the windows. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.